This is Apollo Saturn launch control. We're at T-minus 30 seconds and continuing our hold. The problem was with the terminal countdown sequencer, which failed to give the command to pressurize the third stage LOX tank. The crew in the firing room, realizing this or seeing this happen, pressurized the tank manually, but this did not happen fast enough to satisfy the automatic sequencer. As was mentioned earlier, during this sequence, everything must happen at a certain time before the next step in the sequence can take place. The next step that was to take place was the retraction of swing arm 9, and at the time that was to take place, the terminal sequencer had not had an indication that the third stage lock tanks had been pressurized. The plan now is to recycle to the T-minus 22-minute mark in the countdown. Now, this recycling procedure will take an additional 35 to 40 minutes. This still puts us well within our launch window. While we're recycling, we'll continue to review the data to determine just what the problem is and whether or not we can proceed from the T-minus 22-minute mark for a launch later in the window. The crew aboard the spacecraft has been alerted to the problem and understand what is happening. They're standing by there at this time. Now, T-minus 30 seconds and holding. This is Kennedy Launch Control.